right?
Yeah, bang on.
How many little chatties have you done already this morning?
I reckon I've got 4 down and maybe 10 to go. It's a big, big day.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And you had a big day too with the Masked Singer the other day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's been a full-on couple of weeks. There's been a lot of really different stuff going on.
But yeah.
That's the job.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. You ready to rock and roll?
Yep.
Let's do it. It's The Big Show with PT, and time to put another special guest to the sword, if I can put it that way, from Killing Heidi, the best-looking girl to come out of Violet Town. Hello, Ella Hooper.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I actually do have one friend who is definitely hotter than me from Violet Town, but thank you.
Not as hot in a fashion sense, though, Ella Hooper. I've always admired your fashion sense. And whenever you and I get together on a Red Hot Summer Tour stage, I'm always looking forward to that leopard skin thing that you produce.
I get that stuff made with love, and I try to make an impact for the people in the back, I say. Give it to the people in the back.
Speaking of that sort of thing, what is a romance was born, Skivvy?
That's my favourite label, actually. When I'm not getting stuff made for me, I am obsessed with this label called Romance Was Born. That's their funny old name. And let's just say I've formed quite the online addiction in all of these lockdowns. I've been soothing myself by buying items from that label.
So you're that type of person, right?
Mm. I'm not meant to be, because my bank balance can't really handle it. So, I've got to rein it in.
And I was about to ask you, Ella, given we've been going through lockdown after lockdown after lockdown for the last 18 months, nearly 2 years now, are you okay? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty over it. I know everyone is, and I have not had it as bad as some, because for the most part I've been living in the country and going for walks in the bush, and I feel horrendous for my city friends who had to live in share houses or are still living in share houses in the city and just don't have the open air to sort of soothe them. It's been tough, but I'm a pretty positive person, and you know me. I'm pretty upbeat, and I find a way to sort of make the best of it, but I'm sick of making the best of it. I want to rock.
And I reckon, look, 2022 will afford us the opportunity to get out and to rock out, basically, via the Red Hot Summer Tour, although you were given the chance via the TV show The Masked Singer, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, and I was so lucky to have that opportunity in the middle of all of this, and, you know, it was done incredibly safely and incredibly consciously, and I just was like, I got to sing, you know, I got to sing with all the bells and whistles and the lights and the cameras and the action, but also with the added bonus of no one even looking at me face, you know, I just got to, like, do it for the joy of the sound and the performance. And it's not about you as your name, and you're, well, obviously they're trying to guess who you are, but when you're up there, it was very freeing and very fun, and it was totally weird, and I would do it again.
And you got beat out, very sadly, by Emma with a last name I can't pronounce properly.
Ruffiano.
There you go.
She's brilliant. We're actually friends, so I was like, good on her.
And you got to meet some great people. They've had some good gets this year, the Masked Singer, Macy Gray. Anastasia ended up being the winner.
Crazy. I cannot believe that I get to say I beat Macy Gray in a singing competition.
I know, right?
Technically.
Yep. So cool. So what have you been doing throughout all of this, not being able to go on tour, not being able to put the band together on a stage? Have you been songwriting? Have you been just hanging out with family? How is Jesse and the crew, by the way?
He's good. He's been good. He's been working hard just throughout the whole thing. And I've been spending a lot of time with my family in the country, so that's nice too. Everything's fine. We just want to get back on stage and do some stuff. And even Jesse, who is kind of like very, he's like the mature one and the sensible one. I can just sort of see him itching to have a bit of a let his hair down and throw it all around.
Yeah, and he's had to share himself. And I know we're supposed to be, it's all about Ella, but I've got to talk a little bit about Jesse because he's just one of the cornerstones of the band, given it's a brother-sister thing. He's sort of having to spend and balance his family life now that he's a dad with onstage life, yeah?
He totally is, and I think it's great. Like, he loves it. He loves being a dad so much that he, you know, he doesn't do everything he used to do with the band or even look for those opportunities because he's like, well, yeah, I don't want to miss the first amazing couple of years. And, I mean, that's kind of how it was for us growing up too. We were sort of pretty inseparable from our parents and, you know, we didn't have any daycare up in the country anyway, so we basically had to do it that way. But yeah, it's pretty cool to see him take on that in life and do it so well. And sometimes his little daughter Zoe comes to the concert with her earmuffs on.
And she's so beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah, she's cute. She's cute as. You should see her now. She's so funny.
Yeah, I miss you guys and miss all that fun stuff. And as I said, hopefully 2022, fingers crossed, is going to be our year. The Red Hot Summer Tour has just announced Unfinished Business. And what a lineup, Ella Hooper, for Killing Heidi to be a part of. You know, you got Boom Crash and you got James Rain and The Hunters and The Living End. It's fantastic.
It's such a hot lineup. It really is. Like, and it's still so diverse. You know, that's the thing. Like, every band that you've just said or every artist has so many songs where you're like, oh, no, this one too, this one too, this one too. And, yeah, like, we're going to bring it. You know, we miss you too, and we just miss the family that is that tour. And we're going to come at it with everything we got.
It's all about the memories, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Like, they seriously have been the best times. Killing Heidi got back together for reasons like this, for things like this, to do things like this.
Are we going to see some new stuff from Killing Heidi, or are you just going to, you know, live with what you've got?
We're pretty much living with what we've got, but I might, you know, if we're feeling really frisky, I might chuck a new solo song into the set, which I know is not technically Killing Heidi, but it's still me, so it's half of Killing Heidi.
It is, and I asked you that question because I know you've been working a little bit on some solo stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I'm actually putting the finishing touches on the new album this week. It should be finished back from mastering, and then I'll release it sometime early next year. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
What? I'm not going to get it as a Christmas present.
I know, I didn't make the cutoff. There's a long wait on vinyl production, I tell you that much.
I know, I'm hearing you. I'm restocking my vinyl collection as we speak every week, I reckon. I'm picking up a new piece of vinyl. I'm just reconnecting with my teenage years, yeah.
That's so good.
It is.
Pro that.
Yeah. Ella Hooper, always wonderful to chat with you. Can't wait to get back on the stage with you. And perhaps we'll get that big spinning wheel going again on the Red Hot Summer Tour.
Let's do it. Let's absolutely do it. That'd be great.